and delight. I had a rough day, but that's life, it happens. Woke up.
Let's go hour number three on a Friday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing. Keisha, our great intern, is here today as well, doing great work. Hope you're having a good Friday. If you're a 9-to-5er, 8-to-5er, or God love you, 7-to-5er or worse. Yeah, it's over. It's over. You're done.
You're almost there. Don't rush to get there.
Done for the weekend.
Just as you're rushing there, think, okay. Do I need to get home 7 minutes earlier, or do I want to be sitting outside waiting for a tow truck to come, waiting for the police to come, and then waiting for someone to come pick me up on the side of the road 2 hours later?
You're right about that. Yeah, take your time.
Think about that. Think about that when you're rushing. Go, ooh, that's 7 minutes. I'm gone for the weekend.
And please,
7 minutes isn't that big of a deal.
And please be careful down there at 360 in Mopac, because I saw a big, not a big wreck, but a pretty major wreck down there where it gets real confusing with that left turn lane. So please be careful.
And you finally believe me now with this whole Westlake Fog thing.
I do.
Do you know another person who would know about this Westlake Fog thing?
Who?
Well, there's probably a lot of people. That was a stupid question. The guy we're about to get on. Here's a crazy story. So I'm doing play-by-play at LHN, got Greg Swindell with me, also Keith Moreland, obviously two great baseball guys to have. Love Zeke. Zeke's just an incredible human being.
You're just saying that because he's about to come on.
No, I really mean that. Yeah. And so Zeke's like, yeah, I just got a house in Westlake that I'm renting. I was like, oh, where? And he says 1302 probably, Shannon Oaks Trail. And I'm like, I lived on 1300.
Wow.
For 10 plus years.
Right next door?
He moved right next door to where I grew up.
That's crazy.
So he knows about this fog.
Okay.
He's seen the fog come in.
It's wild, man. All right, let's go to the Vaqueros hotline and talk to the one and only Greg Swindell. You've seen him and heard him already calling Longhorn games on LHN. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Man. Doing well. Hey, so let's talk about that fog. You know the fog I'm talking about that comes through off 360 right near Woods of Westlake?
Only fog I remember is your car driving into the parking lot.
That is...
Well, different fog.
Okay.
Different fog, and both can be great, Zeke.
Both can linger.
The lingering fog is always good.
Yes.
We miss you.
The lingering fog.
How's everything going? Let's start there.
Oh, everything's great. Yeah, I mean, the Horns have started out good, 3-1 at home. And I think they're playing good enough ball so far, but we're going to find out what they're really made of this weekend. But as far as life changes, and it's a wonderful thing right now. I'm in Houston right now, but we'll be back in the Austin area in May with the family.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, Greg, in terms of this Longhorn team, and obviously, I guess a lot of different places to start. Let me start with defense. In terms of, you know, last year we saw a couple situations where maybe the defense wasn't as good as they wanted it to be, needed it to tighten up a little bit. What have you seen? They're obviously playing some young guys in certain places on this team already. What have you seen from the defense? Do you like it, knowing, you know, what you got to do to travel to a place like LSU and win?
Yeah. I mean, the defense fourth in the nation last year. It looked like, you know, early last year it might be, you know, a problem, but it ended up being just one of the best in the nation and fun to watch. And I think that was the biggest turnaround with the Longhorns last year, was they only made, 32 errors all season. That was 30 less than they made the year before. So that equates to unearned runs, and that equates to losses. So that was the big turnaround last year. And this year, you know, Cody is 100%. His arm is 100%, so he's playing the field at third base. They've moved Ryan Reynolds to first base, and him and DJ Petrinsky will shuttle in and out there, lefty-righty. And the outfield is right now with Tate Shaw in left. He's already made some top 10 plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then Duke Ellis is brand new, but and Mason Hibbler at second base. So it's a new group of guys. They're not as young, but we don't know what we're really going to get out of them. But so far, just through four games, just three errors, and one of those was by a pitcher. So I guess that doesn't really count. I guess it did, because it ended up costing them a game, and they ended up losing that ball game. So But the defense is there. I think it's going to be fine. I really like what I see out of them.
Greg, it counts. You guys have to play defense too, all right? Stop trying to take the pitchers out of the equation.
If he didn't make the error, they win the ball game. So he cost himself and the team on that one.
Yeah, he did. You mentioned Mason Hibler. Some guys just look like a ball player with their mannerisms and the way they move around offensively and defensively. What do you like about this guy?
Yeah, he works hard. I mean, they put him out in left field over the first weekend of the season, and the first ball of the game was hit to him, and he played it perfectly. So a guy who wants to be in there, and he's a proven offensive guy, and he's a shortstop by trade, but you're not going to play too much shortstop with David Hamilton in Texas. So he's playing second base and playing well, but that is right under .500. At Odessa College, and I don't care what division you're in, just under .500, putting the ball in play and putting the ball in, and getting base hits. And so far this year, I like his style. He plays hard, and he really handles the bat well.
Talking with Greg Swindell, LHN, of course, calling Longhorn games throughout the season. Greg, in terms of the starting pitching, talk to me about Nolan Kingham and Chase Sugar. They'll get the first two opportunities against LSU. Based on their first outings, what would you like to see them work on? What do they need to tweak up a little bit headed to Baton Rouge?
Well, I think that both of them, their first starts, you saw nerves early, and it was just, you know, the first game of the season. You're going to get like that. Hopefully they learn, because if you get in a little trouble in the first couple innings against LSU, you're not going to last too long. They'll score some runs on you. And no one after the first inning and the third or so. Very efficient and struck out a lot. And it was just the Nolan we saw come into his own last year. And Chase, he was impressive, because they've got him up close to 100 pitches in inter-squad games before his first start. And for him, it's just a matter of getting settled in. Like I said, with him and Nolan, the first couple innings were a little shaky, but after that, they were okay. And in between starts for Chase is something new that he's just going to have to learn to balance his workouts and his throwing and be ready to pitch once a week instead of five times a week. And like you talked about the environment at LSU, and that's one thing I think health is going to be fine for Nolan and Chase, because last year when they went out to Long Beach, that was some pretty intense baseball during that regional out there, and that will be the same type of baseball, not the part of the season, but the atmosphere will be a lot of fun in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's as good as any place there is for a college baseball game. Right, let's say those starters can do their jobs, or even if they don't, who are some of the guys you like and you expect to see this weekend coming out of the bullpen to try and bridge to Bo Ridgeway?
Well, Bryce Elder. Bryce Elder, he throws I think it's a slider or curve, whatever it is.
Cutter?
This track man thing now that picks up the pitches out of the hand of the track man, doesn't even know what the pitch is, doesn't know what to call it. So it's like a cutter, slider, curveball, whatever. But he throws ground balls, and he throws strikes. He's a freshman that comes in and throws strikes. And I think we were impressed last weekend to see Josh Sawyer come in. And it's been, I think they said 659 days since he pitched.
Wow.
In competition. So he's been through a lot, and he came in. And there's two lefties on the staff, and I believe only one of them will pitch a lot, and that will be Josh Sawyer. So he can be a real big key to this team. We've been saying that a lot of years for Josh Sawyer, but I really think he's healthy this year, and he'll help that staff out, and he'll help the bullpen get to Bo Ridgeway.
Talking with Greg Swindell. Greg, in this midweek game, you got to look at a couple Bryces, not only Elder, but Bryce Verplank. Is Verplank a guy that you think will be in those midweek games, or do you think he's a guy that maybe as time goes on, he's going to be able to help him out on weekends as well?
No, he'll be right there. He'll be in the mix. They really like him. The guy's 6'6", 240 pounds, and he came in Wednesday, and that's the first time we've really seen him. Like I said, I've been in Houston. I haven't been able to get to too many inter-squad games, but Phil Haig and David Pierce, they're real high on Verplank, just because of what you saw. I mean, there was a really hard sinker, kind of Shimp did last couple of years, like 94, and just bears in on you, and he's got a really good breaking ball. The fact of him he hasn't been pitching very long. He's only been pitching just under 2 years, so it's just a matter of getting out there, getting a feel for it, and if he can get some early confidence, he'll be a real big arm out of that bullpen.
Zeke, if I had a dime for every text we got for all three Texas sports asking for more offense, I'd be a rich man. And the baseball program's kind of had that problem like the other two the last couple years. It's so early on, but Texas fans already are saying, are we going to have enough offense? Is this team going to hit enough? Make them feel better. How can this team hit more?
Can I have a dime to make them feel better?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I'm confident with it. I think David Hamill, he's stronger. I've been around him. He's you know, we always talk about it, keep it out of the air, but he's taken his walk so far earlier this season in the first four games. He's walked a few times, and the speed is there with him and Hibbler. If they can get on base, Cody's hitting the ball well, and I think you're going to see DJ Petrinsky. He's going to start hitting the ball well. He had a three-hit game on Wednesday, and he can hit for power. And the guy that I was happy to see hit the ball hard was Zach Zubia. Zach Zubia went out and hit 22 home runs in the summer leagues in the Northwoods League last summer. And he hit two balls on the screws Wednesday night. If the wind's not blowing in, he hits one into the new tennis complex. And if it's not blowing in on the second one, it goes over the monster. So he's got raw power. He's a big kid. And those two swings – also got a triple. So with those two swings, you could just see confidence in his face. And I really believe he's going to have a huge year for Texas because he's got lots of power.
You think the outfield, that those guys are going to be able to hit? I mean, Duke Ellis, it's really early on, and early on for Tate Shaw too, I guess.
Yeah, it's really Tate's going to find a way to get on. You know, he's going to get hit. He's going to take a walk. You know, somehow Tate Shaw always finds a way to get on base a couple times a game. Duke Ellis, I haven't seen too much of him, but yeah, he is struggling early so far this season. He's fast in the outfield; they can run him down. So, I would think that if he doesn't start hitting, they might try to switch things up out there because you don't want it like that once conference comes around. But they're going to find out what they're made of. They got Northwestern coming in, Stanford coming in, go to Arkansas, so they'll find out a lot of what this team has before they start conference.
And don't forget, they could also move Hibbler, like Zeke talked about, to left, and Tate Shaw. I mean, they've got two center fielders playing with Shaw and Ellis, so Shaw could always move over there.
Oh, yeah. Tate's a natural in the outfield. I've seen him in batting practice in center field running them down, so he could always move over there. That's good to have options. I don't know if Joe Baker's still ready. I mean, he plays the game, but I don't mean to bag on the guy, but I'd like to see Hibbler stay at second base in the real world, and Tate in left field, but we'll see what happens.
Hibbler is a good player, fun to watch. Greg, I want to get your thoughts on a couple. You talk pro baseball with you as well. Thoughts on a couple of these rule things they're doing in baseball. What do you think of limiting the mound trips to 6 per 9 innings? Does that make sense to you?
Nah, we're just trying to reinvent something that's been around forever. It might speed the game up a minute.
Right.
I don't understand it. I mean, especially if, say, you have five visits and now you're in the eighth inning and you got to make some decisions and you need more than however much time you talk to the guy on the mound. It's gonna really hinder the ball game, I think. But it is what it is. I think what I hear that they didn't even go over it with the players. They just went ahead and put it in there.
But they had the right to do it. They did take away the pitch clock idea. Because the players didn't like that, so they took that part away. But they still had the authority, I guess, to throw in.
They have autonomy. They said they were being nice just by running it by you guys, Greg.
Yeah, they're being nice to you.
They're being nice to you, considering you guys are the ones that are actually playing this.
Now tell me what happens in Greg Swindell's mind when you hear that somebody had an idea in baseball's office to let the losing team, the trailing team in the ninth inning, put any three guys they want up at the plate. What goes on in your mind when you hear something like that?
Explodes.
I'm laughing. I mean, it's what makes our sport so great. I mean, in the other sports, yeah, you put the ball in Tom Brady's hands. You put the ball in Michael Jordan's hands. In baseball, sometimes your guys aren't going to come up. And that's just the way the game's been forever. And I don't see it changing. It might be fun occasionally to let somebody do that, but you're still going to go up against the best pitcher. You're going to go up against the closer. I think it's ridiculous to even bring that up. I mean, if you want to have them come up in the ninth inning, don't be trailing. I mean, be winning.
If you're winning. Now, there's some good logic. I like that.
Zeke, but before we let you go here, any thoughts on everything that's dropping with college basketball right now, the FBI? I mean, it seems like college athletics could be in for a pretty big change coming up soon.
Yeah, I heard the guys talking about it this morning. I haven't had much time to look at it. It's sounds like a pretty in-depth investigation.
There. Yeah.
A lot of people on the list and things that happened, but I haven't really looked at it enough to talk about it. It's not shocking that something like that would come out, because I mean I think sometimes guys should get a little bit of money. I mean, not side money. They should get paid a little bit anyway for what they do, the athletes. But for what I haven't seen about it, I really can't comment too much on it.
That is Greg Swindell, LHN, College Baseball Hall of Famer, and 2001 champ. The Diamondbacks beat the Yankees.
Boom.
It was fantastic.
You're not going to Baton Rouge, are you?
No. My father-in-law had a little heart issue, and I'm here in Houston just in case we have to have people at the house. But he's fine. He went through a little procedure, and everything's going to be okay.
Good.
But I'll have it on my laptop, and I'll be watching it.
All right. Tell the fam, and especially Dawson, we said hey, all right?
I hear him in there. He's ready for dinner already.
I bet he is.
He was ready for dinner 2 hours ago.
That's right.
Three now. Keep growing.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, guys.
See you, Zeke.
Greg Swindell. Longhorns getting ready for LSU this weekend. We always thank him for his time. Remember, that's a 6:45 pregame. 7 o'clock first pitch tonight. It's on SEC Plus, which I can't find the channel, but Kevin reminded me it's also on the ESPN app.
It's on the app.
Which is very helpful. I can't figure out what channel it's on. If you know, please let me know.
Do you have that set up to a TV with the Rukaroo?
I have a Roku. I can put it on a TV. Yeah, that's always a good option.
I went with a Fire Stick.
Very cool. Or I can throw it on the computer, or I can put it on my phone.
Trey and Justine did. Yeah. They bought it for me.
Did they? It's a nice couple.
It is a very nice couple.
So nice of them. All right.
As I mentioned yesterday, I give them time when I'm over there for them to bang one out. So different backs are scratched.
Yes.
Offers to keep an eye on the kids.
Yes, exactly. Uncle Kevin and all of the perks that come with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Weekend rut.
I could offer that to you guys. Approach Wendy about it this weekend.
I'll see how that goes. I will let you know. That's a weird offer. Big Three is coming up, including why there might be a few more TVs tuned into golf this weekend. Tiger, are you threatening to, be Tiger? We'll let you know what happened today. It's the Horn.
Damn, I'm feeling so fine. I'm living on a cloud above an island.
Hope you're having a good Friday. A little foggy, rainy out there. Be careful if you're in the fog. Be careful if you're not in the fog. It's Friday. Everybody's driving crazy. What do you got for us, Trey?
This is Father John Misty has a new track called Mr. Tillman that's out today.
Father John Misty. That sounds perfect for today. Father John Misty. It's got kind of an old vibe to it. I like that.
He does. Have an old school sound.
Right, a little bit of an old school 60s kind of vibe to it. Very cool. By the way, I want to thank the two of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, for talking some Sublime yesterday. I went and checked out, as I was driving home, I checked out that 40 Ounces to Freedom album.
It's good, isn't it?
It was very good.
Okay, good.
So here's what I liked about it.
How nervous I was with that question with you?
Yes, it's very, I can tell.
I'm not a moron, right? You're not another song or band that you're going to just completely unpants me. Depants, unpants?
I can definitely repants.
Well, no. I need that.
Yeah. I can definitely tell why the lead singer would have been a loss.
Yeah.
The lyrics are very well constructed. Like the song Smoke Two Joints, anybody could have written a song about marijuana and just been like, oh, here we go.
And many have.
It was very well done. I like the layering on that. And then there's a song called, like, We're Only Gonna Die for Our Arrogance or something like that.
I don't know what the title is, but I know what you're talking about.
It's a great track. They're kind of a weird, for me, I'm used to, somebody called them ska punk, and the ska stuff I've heard has horns in it. They kind of do the ska punk thing without horns. They do it with a bit of a grindy tough guitar a lot of times. And as I was listening to it, I thought, you know what? There's a little metal in this band, and Kevin Dunn likes them, and I like that.
And I didn't even know it. Of course,
I like that. There's a little bit of that metal attitude.
You like it because I wouldn't have known that. You're probably right.
When they just start tearing off, they can play really fast.
Oh, they can speed it up.
Yeah. It's good.
They can let it go.
It's varied. It's hard to describe. It's hard to put it in a category.
Some reggae in there.
Yeah, and that's what I like.
Do you feel that at all?
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely a reggae vibe sometimes, ska vibe other times. It was really good. I'm interested to listen to more. All right, so.
We got some good texts coming in.
You want to read some of those?
Yeah, let's get to a couple of these. Of course, people are saying, The Slutter.
That's what you call it.
Slider-cutter combo. We've talked about it. The Slutter before.
Yep.
For all you, if 101.9 just went dead, we're working on it. Don't worry about it. We are aware. And then also, we've had multiple texts, which completely makes sense. And you guys and gals are right for the ones that are texting in asking two things. One, does the FBI have better stuff they could be doing? Completely fair question. Two, which is even, I think, more on the point. So is the NCAA, are they going to go do something about the schools that have condone or harbored rape?
The crimes against humanity schools?
Compared to Prince Ibay getting a lunch or getting a meal?
Great question.
I hope he finished it. It'd be the first time I've ever seen him finish something.
Oh, that's just unnecessary. How long has that joke been in your head?
About 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. If you've been holding that all day.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get on you about
that.
That's
like a fart. You got to let that go or just swallow it.
Good grief. Yeah, it's... That is a fair question, and you have to remind yourself there's a difference between the FBI and the NCAA, first of all. FBI seems like they can get some stuff done. But then the extra part would be, would the FBI actually investigate Baylor or Michigan State or Penn State, or would they actually do that? Or is this, again, about the fact that money changed hands and somebody didn't pay taxes, and that's what the FBI cares about?
But the NCAA tries to position themselves as all being and all knowing. So mm-hmm. if a lunch pisses you off that much, and if you're going to get to the crazy territory of bagels fine, cream cheese, I'm nailing you, rape?
I know. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Isn't that one of the three?
It's
murder, rape, assault.
It's way up there. Yeah.
It's way up there.
Way up there. Should be very
on almost everyone's book.
Should be an important thing to look into. Yeah, at one of your member institutions. One of these days, maybe we'll actually get an investigation at Baylor and somebody will write it down. But as this story teaches, this story, just like the other stories, have taught these schools, don't write it down. That's the lesson.
What's
sadly,
the lesson with Carolina and Notre Dame.
Yeah. Don't.
Hide, lie.
Lie and don't take notes.
Right.
And certainly don't show your notes to anybody. That would be dumb.
Hmm.
By the way, if this next text is true, Mason Hibler is becoming my favorite baseball player quickly. This says, Hibler's walk-up music opening day was Careless Whisper. Freaking hilarious. We asked him if he lost a bet. He laughed and then realized we were serious. He said he liked the song. Hey, whatever it takes.
Who was that again?
Hibler.
Hibler was?
Careless Whisper. That's awesome. As he comes to the plate, that saxophone fires up from Wham. That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
If that's actually going to be his walk-up song all year, bravo, Mr. Hibler.
Austin Todd had the song. What's it called? It's not Jesse's Girl. It's, when I know the song, I guess it is.
Rick Springfield? Jesse.
No.
It was a good friend of mine.
I think it was Austin Todd had it. What's the one? Dun, 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 on a vacation far away. Come around and think it over.
Yeah. It's The Outfield, I think.
The Outfield. Lose Your Love Tonight.
I don't want to lose your love.
No, but Austin Todd just plays that line.
Really?
Because you know I like my girls a little bit older. And like you hear that and it's like, wow. I like the college kid.
There it is.
Letting any of the MILFs in the audience know I'm available.
Dude shouting out to Stifler's mom at the baseball game.
Or Hibbler's mom.
Or Hibbler's mom. No, I'm not going to go there. Not going there.
She can be divorced.
Let's go with the character. Going with the character. Always safer. Always safer.
That is safer.
All right, let's squeeze in a big three here, shall we?
The Big Three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
I will admit I am a sucker for this man, so let's talk about why I might have to watch golf this weekend. Tiger Woods didn't go crazy today, but he did shoot a 71. It's his best 36-hole position in, like, I don't know, 3 years? Something like that? I said 36-hole position. That sounds kind of dirty, doesn't it?
With him, it does.
I'm sorry. His best positioning in a tournament after 36 holes.
Bone kind of popped out and the joint kind of went out of place, but I put it back in.
How many waitresses does it take to get 36 holes?
Exactly. It all depends. Depends on if it's the lunch rush.
How much flair.
Yeah, correct. So Tiger shoots a 71 today. Birdies on 4, 9, and 17. He's at +1, but the lead is only -3. So they're at the Honda Classic this weekend, and now I may need to peek in. He was wearing a bright pink shirt up top today, and it kind of faded into white. Hopefully he didn't wear that on the weekend. But I'd like to see Tiger be Tiger-ish. I don't need him to be great.
All right. It makes it more fun for us.
Yeah.
We are those golf fans. We can readily admit that.
I will peek in. Now, I've developed to the point since I started playing golf that there's a group of guys. If you're up there, I went back and watched the Bubba thing this last weekend.
Yeah, I didn't mean to speak for you. There's some other guys I can watch, but it helps.
Oh, but Tiger specifically. Yeah, I love Tiger. So hopefully that will be interesting.
And it's not even him winning for me. I'd like to see him win some. I want to see him be relevant.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's the perfect word. The Rams look like they'll be more than relevant next year. They got Marcus Peters in a trade. Draft picks are going the other way. Marcus Peters, the guy from Washington and has been with Kansas City. Also in the NFL, get this story. The Cowboys are one of four teams that have been awarded four compensatory picks in the draft. And as luck would have it, Kevin, this is the first year where you can trade compensatory picks.
Ooh.
So now the Cowboys, and I'm not exactly sure who the other
teams
are.
What do they get comp for?
This is for having, according to this story, seeing their cupboard raided by free agency in 2017. They've been awarded compensatory picks. So I guess free agency stuff.
Okay.
There's certain rules they have in place.
They do.
So what they get, if you really care, is an extra fourth, two additional fifths, round picks, and another sixth round pick. So the Cowboys get some extra stuff.
This is the NFL draft.
I know.
This is the healthiest feeder system out there by far.
Could be good picks.
Those are good picks.
Yeah, and they're pretty good at drafting.
Yeah, they've gotten much better, especially with those picks, mm-hmm. where it's fourth round guys. You're going to see one of those picks, you're going to look and go, hold on, we got him because of that?
Yeah.
Whether he works out or not, you know, as a college guy, that if you put enough crap on the wall and get enough college guys in those rounds, that's how you build your team.
The other thing that could happen, the story brings it up correctly, if you're a Cowboys fan, watch him now at 19. Because you can trade these picks, the Cowboys also have the opportunity, if they are in love with somebody,
to move up
in that 15, 16, 17 range, and they feel like they won't be there for him at 19, they could move up.
If Calvin Ridley's there at 12 and you're like, I don't think he'd get to 12.
Right.
Is he going to drop to us? Probably not.
If they want to run grab somebody, they can do that now with those picks. Obviously, we talk basketball today. Texas playing Oklahoma State. Let's go on the court first. 1 o'clock tomorrow. You'll hear it right here on the horn. And then Kansas at Tech for all the Big 12 marbles. If Kansas wins, they get a hunk of the conference once again. 3:15 tomorrow on ESPN. And, of course, we've talked about that huge Yahoo story that broke today. It will not be the last, probably, but now the list starts to develop. Teams that are on this FBI list include Duke, North Carolina, yes, Longhorn fans, Texas, Kentucky, Michigan State, USC, Kansas, and others. There are some big players named, including Markel Fultz, including Dennis Smith Jr., if you're a Mavericks fan. There's a lot of guys. Wendell Carter from Duke. There's just all kinds of names. 25 or more names, 20 or more teams have already now joined the list.
We appreciate it, Texters. I think we've got to come to an answer here. It is 12 waitresses. We got you.
Is that 12?
You can do the math.
Is that 12? Okay.
You can do the math.
Good math. Good math. I like that they did that math for
us.
Oh,
we've got multiple 12s coming in.
That's fantastic.
A lot of 12s coming
guys,
in.
Guys,
that would be 12. With a waitress, that's 12.
I think I'm going to try to do your voice here. I believe that would be 12. Sadly, the ones of us that can figure that out have probably never had that opportunity. All right, so there's your big three.
That is the line right there. The people that usually do that wouldn't be easy math for them.
No, not at all.
People that can do that quickly in their head probably aren't doing that.
Not at all. Just like back in
they would like to.
Just like back in the day. Here's another great example of not only me being an open sad book, but of something else. But there was a point in my life where the woman that I was with at the time informed me that it's kind of weird, maybe creepy, and definitely nerdy if you keep up with the number of times that you've had sex in your life, right? So once I realized that, I stopped doing that.
Well, hold on.
But it was me, and I was doing that.
Partners or times?
Times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I probably lost, I definitely lost count of times before, but I definitely lost count of partners right after the real world.
Yeah. That is...
I'm kidding. Kind of.
That has never been tough math for me to do. Let's just say
okay.
That math is
that's
not
good
tough
thing. That's
for
a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
The math's gotten tougher for me.
I appreciate you saying that. That's a nice thing to say.
Well, no, because it's not like I'm on the other side of that. It's not like I'm thinking, well, Chad didn't live, you know? Chad really didn't live life.
Chad, no. What's the number?
Chad just lived a lot less sweaty a life.
Right.
Overall.
Don't ask me my number. I've had to think about that and ended up having dates ended.
Well, you want me to actually say the number like on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm
gonna have to take a drink.
Give us
I clearly know. Yeah.
Are we talking Dak Prescott? Are we talking we're not talking Kobe Curlin.
What was Kobe Curlin?
Two.
No.
Okay. David Lowry?
I don't know David Lowry.
Three. Dak Prescott?
I'm about to say, you guessed it right away.
Dak Prescott. Good for you.
Dak Prescott. There it is.
You're so pure.
Oh, yes.
You are so pure.
Say that slow. Make sure you're saying that slow when you do it.
You know, if I was into it, I could eat off your penis. off. Like as a... It's a table. That's how clean it is.
Oh, my God.
I was using that. That's okay. The floor, I could eat off that floor. That's how clean it is.
All you listeners out there that take things I say and turn them into disgusting things, okay, that was Kevin.
That wasn't me. I don't think you need to turn too far for that one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was right on the nose.
On the nose. Well,
right on somewhere else.
I feel like it was right on the head. I feel like that's how Bob Dunn would have described it for Kevin if Kevin had told him, hey, I just acquired my fourth partner. That would be like that version of cute.
Yeah. Oh, no. It would have been when I turned to him at 10 and said, don't you think that whoever wrote this Three's Company episode is brilliant?
It's cute, yeah.
I'll go with the B word.
It's cute.
Pretty pure.
I do appreciate you not saying cute.
No, I didn't think that. I honestly don't think that.
When you said pure, I heard cute, but I'm glad you said
pure. If you
would
have told me that at 27, I would have giggled my ass off. That's growth in 12 years, Chad.
That's really well done.
There's nothing wrong with four.
Right.
Nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I appreciate
that. You've missed out on doctor's appointments and all types of ointments and creams and worrying about preggers, all types of things you've missed out on.
Coming up, we'll check voicemails if you want to squeeze one in.
I don't want you teaching biology, but...
he knows nothing about that. 337-3776. Also, we got a crap bag. There's some birthdays and stuff, and I want to see if Kevin knows a couple of old schools, because there's definitely... Oh, there's one I did not know today in the world of basketball. We'll see if Kevin knows it. On the horn.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
There it is. Oh, all right. Crap bag time for a Friday. Before we get into the crap bag itself, how about voicemails? 337-3776. Case, you have any voicemails from the good people today?
Yeah, it looks like we got four for you.
Holy smokes, four voicemails.
Thanks to all the texters. We've gotten like 20 texts saying people almost ran off the roads laughing. And you guys have a great weekend, but be safe. Stay on the road.
Yes,
all right?
Yes, please stay on the road. How about voicemail number one?
Chad, man, you JJ Redick from Duke. I'm Michael Finley from the Mavs, man. No shame in the four club, baby.
Michael Finley from the Mavs.
There's no shame in that at all.
I totally forgot about that four.
As long as you don't look down on me for not being able to get within the number of four.
If I got
within five, I'd be proud of myself.
Maybe sometime just sit down, write them all out.
Yeah.
It might take a while.
It would. And you're obviously not getting, you're getting maybe three quarters of the names.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I'm not proud of it.
Voicemail.
I'm also not ashamed of it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Like you.
Like, that's right. Again, make your life an open yet sad book. That's what I try to do.
Oh, my God.
Voicemail number two.
So if you throw feet into the mix, how many partners does Chad have?
Oh,
that is great.
That is a completely unnecessary question.
Are you one of those people?
Carry the...
Where, like, if you gave a foot massage and licked on toes...
Hang on.
Oh, no, he's doing numbers. He's doing math.
28. Let's go.
And what'd you say during the break? You said you've been with four. And what'd you say? Wendy was the third.
That's not what I said.
You were completely, obviously kidding around, but it was funny.
I said the first.
The first.
Just to be trying to be extra funny. Yeah. Voicemail number three.
Hey, guys. It's Monkey. Monkey. Dak Prescott, number four. I thought my dad was going to say Ozzie Smith, number one. This makes me sad.
Oh my God. That is the worst, most creepiest thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, really? Because you've got a big smile and you were laughing.
Terrible. Awful.
Ozzie Smith. She thought you were Billy Bates.
The old Ozzie Smith.
Well, the problem is whenever Wendy tells her she's Zach Randolph.
How dare you? How dare you? Voicemail.
Daddy was 50.
Voicemail number four.
Hey, guys, it's Monkey Hastings.
Oh, Monkey.
I will never fight Primate Hastings. My name and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
The phone broke.
Good for you.
Everything.
Well,
yeah,
no, Monkey said we talked about the Monkey Bars things, and if it's gotten so PC, are we going to Primate Bars? Monkey's going to stick with Monkey.
Monkey.
What's wrong with a monkey? We all love monkeys.
I dig monkeys.
Who doesn't dig monkeys?
Michael Jackson had one as a pet.
Well, that's not the. I wouldn't use that.
That's not the example.
I wouldn't use
that
in court.
All right, let me get you some old schools here in the crab bag. I want to see if you know one of these. Let's start with Fred Biletnikoff. He's 75 years old today. They named an award after him and everything. I got this one wrong. You got the old school on that?
Florida State.
Right. Well, for some reason, I thought Bama. I don't know why.
Well, it's not like, you know, he's not exactly Tamarack Vanover for me.
I've got
memories. But with that award, it was. And Florida State was one of the schools that had no tradition. So it was like, oh, they actually had someone before Dion.
And the Biletnikoff thing is like out of Tallahassee.
Out of Tallahassee. That helped. Yeah, right. There you go.
All right. I know you know the guy. Do you know the school? Ed Too Tall Jones is 67, one of my favorite Cowboys of all time. But your hint is he didn't exactly go to a Power 5.
No.
Old school?
Oh, man. I think at the other building we went over this.
We may have. Ed's been around. I actually got this one right.
I've got one in my head. Give me a hint, because it's not good in my head.
Give you a hint. Texas basketball.
Are they on the FBI list?
No.
No, you know, it's non-Power 5.
The hint is Texas basketball.
Texas bat, UTEP?
Tennessee State.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to give you a very vague hint.
No, I like that. Yeah. Keep it vague. I didn't know that one.
Okay, one of my favorite, and I know your favorite sports stories as well, we must recognize the 55th birthday of Bobby Bonilla. If you've never heard the story, Bobby is the beneficiary of one of the great contracts in all of sports. The Mets signed him to an extended deal at the end of his contract.
Talk about backloaded.
Every year he gets, it's on July 1st, which some fans actually call Bobby Bonilla Day. He gets $1.19 million from the Mets, and those payments go until 2035.
Unbelievable. And so smart, too, for Because the older you get, you should be spending less, right?
Yeah.
And taking care of your money more.
Genius.
It's great.
And I'm reading today, by the time it's all said and done, he will get paid about $29 million for a season where he wasn't even on the roster. Fantastic.
That's great.
Love it. All right. Happy birthday as well today to Aziz Ansari. Watch it some of the things, although that's a weird story. A little confused.
That's a weird story. And
he's 35 today.
Levels to everything. I don't think your Dak Prescott is sad. When I saw that, I thought it was sad.
Yeah. There's some sadness.
It's pathetic.
There. Needs to be better in some ways, in maybe a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Staying in comedy, one of our favorites, Mitch Hedberg, would have been 50 tomorrow.
I saw Mitch, remember?
You did see him.
At Caroline's.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've never saw
in
Mitch.
2000.
He'd have been a great 50-year-old dude.
He would have been. He was really funny, and we were close enough where I could see underneath his glasses.
Right.
And I was really curious to see how much of that was a bit. I mean, obviously it's a bit.
He was terrified.
Terrified, yeah. And you could tell. I could see with it. He was just trying not to look out.
Yeah, check out Mitch Hedberg if you haven't. Jeff Garcia will be 48 tomorrow. The quarterback, old school.
Where did he get mayonnaise and patties back in the day? It was San Jose State, I believe.
Very good.
Spartan.
San Jose State is correct.
What I wear for Halloween, my Spartan gear.
For you wrestling folks, Ric Flair will be 69 on Sunday, and if he doesn't tweet out something unnecessary, the fact that the Nature Boy, is turning 69 on Sunday, I'll be really disappointed. Like, it should be
That's an expectation, right?
Yeah, exactly. But finally, here's the one I didn't know, Kevin. Kurt Rambis is going to be 60 on Sunday.
Oh.
Do you know
where
the bespectacled one, Kurt Rambis went to college? I did not know this. Didn't know at all.
You got a couple in there.
All right.
No, I've heard it at some point.
Mm-hmm. I never heard this one.
Oh, Pepperdine or Long Beach State. I mean, it's...
Boy, you are getting there. Santa Clara.
Santa Clara. I knew it was one of those.
So we have somebody to add to Steve Nash. I thought Steve Nash was the only Santa Clara guy.
Yeah, right. Santa Clara didn't come up. I knew
Kurt Rambis.
I knew
That's awesome.
Sounded like a place where I wanted to go surf,
yeah.
Add to my list that I can't remember,
right.
And watch some college baseball.
Not a bad idea.
I knew it was one of those schools.
Not a bad plan. All right, there's a crab bag for you. 6 o'clock hour coming up. It'll be a little shorter today because of Texas baseball. Get Kevin's thoughts on that series coming right up. Texas and LSU tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock start right here on the Horn.